Ask you, start off with a few things about the home. Mm. What about the room where you would entertain company, the room that you would consider the best one in the house? What would you call that?
Living room.
All right. Mm. Ever heard people call it anything else?
No, that would be the one that could.
Does parlor mean anything to you?
Yeah, but it has a rather old archaic kind of connotation. Yeah. I wouldn't use the word parlor.
Mm-hmm. But it would.
It has a meaning for me, sitting place to.
Basically the same thing.
Things living room to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the house that you were raised in, did you have those high ceilings that you find a lot of older homes?
No.
About how high were the ones in your house, would you say, roughly?
Just a little bit higher than this. What do you call this spot? It's about 9 feet, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's about 10 feet, I guess.
All right. And did the house that you grew up in have a fireplace?
No.
It didn't? Mm. Okay, I'll ask you some questions about fireplace anyway. the thing that the smoke goes up through, you just call that?
Chimney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have a different name for it if it's the, little squeak here, if it's the tall thing, you know, you see at factories, the smoke goes out of?
I call that a smokestack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And some fireplaces have open areas right in front of them, maybe bricked over, mm-hmm. where you might sit or would prevent, you know, sparks from flying out so mm-hmm. you wouldn't have a fire. Do you have a name for that?
No.
Okay. How would you pronounce H-E-A-R-T-H?
H-E-A-R. H-E-A-R-T-H.
Yeah. Do you call that a hearth or hearth or what?
H-E. Hearth.
Hearth. Mm-hmm. Is that word familiar to you?
No.
Okay. And inside the fireplace, there are usually some metal or iron things that the wood is placed on. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're called.
Okay. Have you heard fire dogs, dog irons, and mm-hmm. irons? Any of those?
No.
None of those. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you have a name for the big piece of wood that's set in the fireplace that burns a fairly long time?
No particular name other than just a log.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was wondering about backlog, backstick, any of that. Okay. What about the wood that you use to start the fire that burns very easily and quickly?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ever heard that called lightered or fat lightered?
No.
Okay. And over the fireplace, there's usually an area, well, something where you could put vases or pictures, you know.
Mantle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And inside the fireplace, after you burn wood for a long time, there's this black substance that builds up.
Ashes.
Okay. What color are those usually?
Are you referring to the ashes?
Mm-hmm.
What color are they? Darkish brown, grayish looking, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Black, grayish looking.
Okay. Ever seen any white?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I want you to say, if the ashes were black, you would call them black ashes. If they're white, you would call them?
White ashes.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. That's just pronunciation. Mm-hmm. And some other black stuff that generally sticks to the sides inside.
The soot.
Yeah, okay. All right, moving on to furniture. You're sitting, what would you call what you're sitting in?
A chair.
Okay, any special type?
Other than a chair to a dinette set or a dinette set chair.
Mm-hmm. Do you have different names for different types of chairs?